but they're going to call a horse collar on Sutherland, so that's going to give them, I don't know if it's going to give them enough for the first down or not.
It's going to be interesting. It's a personal foul. They can separate one Thompson for that horse collar on the sack. 4-24, 14-0, Harbor Beach over North Huron. And that's going to put them just beyond.
Well, they're taking it from the line of scrimmage.
From the line of scrimmage. So yep. The North Huron Warriors with a new set of downs. North Huron with some new life in their wings after a penalty from Harbor Beach for a horse collar on the sack. So the sack erased from our memory. And it's 1st and 10 as North Huron on their own 49-yard line. Two men in the backfield.
But we can't go anywhere until these other two guys quit arguing over here about which bank they're going to go to. Either the Port Austin State Bank or...
Signature Bank.
Signature Bank. There we go.
There you go. A little discussion in the backfield against the head official and the umpire. Whether it is from the spot of the foul or from the line of scrimmage.
Or maybe they're talking about if they're going to go to Foster's Bar and Grill. Who knows what those guys are doing?
Well, you never know. It could be Biff's Bowling Bar and Grill of Kindy, though. The five-man fall bowling league start on Tuesday, September 7th, and ladies on Wednesday the 8th at Biff's Bowling Bar and Grill in Kindy.
Well, they gave them a first down, and now they're not going to. They moved the ball back, so now the chains have been moved already. So now not only are we going to the bar and grill's place and the banks, we better check out McDonald's food and family and get some water.
Water. I could use some water, but it looks like we're going to have a little.
See, we're going to have a timeout while they straighten this all out.
They're going to try and figure this one out, and so are we. 7:23 right now on Cruise 102. 4:24 remain in the first quarter. 14-0 over North Huron is Harbor Beach.
This is Paul Piccolo, General Manager for Thumb Cellular. Since its inception in 1991, we have been the local option for your wireless service. Now the only company with 4 convenient customer service centers throughout the Thumb. Unlike the national carriers, we make the network here in the Thumb our top priority. Thumb Cellular was the first and only company to bring 3G service to the entire Thumb area 3 years ago, and we are diligently working to be the first to bring you 4G service as well. Are we perfect? No. But we are large enough to serve our community, yet small enough to resolve your problems quickly and give each and every customer the personalized attention you deserve. We also partner with other carriers outside of the Thumb to give you nationwide service at competitive prices. Consider this your personal invitation to switch from a national carrier to your local company. Give Thumb Cellular a try, and if after 45 days you're not completely satisfied, just return the phone. We hope to see you in one of our offices soon. We're Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
And looks like they figured it out. In fact, finally, 4:24 remain. It's going to be 3rd and 10 for the Warriors in their own backfield. Case hands it off. A little bit of bootleg there to number 22. As he gains about 2 yards, number 22 there, Scott Rushing.
They tried to reverse that time and could not fool Travis Essmaker as he made the hit with, looks like a... maybe a 2 yard or 3 yard gain.
Wow, they're giving about 4 yards there.
Well, they were generous on that.
So a good spot there, as it was. They finally figured out that flag. It was from the spot of the foul, 15 yards forward from there.
But then Coach Shelke, in the meantime, said, "Are you sure it's third down or fourth down?" So they were arguing that over here on the sideline.
So the punt team is out for North Huron, 4th and 6, as that one barely gets off, but. The Harbor Beach Pirates got through to the punter and knocked him out, and there's a flag on the play. So once again, a flag down against the Pirates, roughing the punter. And that's going to be a personal foul. So
it's running into the kicker, and I believe it's a 5 yard, Clark, the way he demonstrated it. So let's see how they mark it off here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yep, it's running into the kicker. And I noticed North Huron Warriors punter is inviting a punt to be blocked.
He's very close to the line of scrimmage.
Too close. Maybe the center can't get the snap back there. I don't know. Sometimes that's a dying art of snapping that ball back there with the spiral and getting to the punter.
So fourth and two now for the North Huron Warriors. Looks like they're going to go for it.
Yes, sir.
Three men in the backfield. Case under center. And he's going back to pass. Going to have a little shuffle pass in the backfield to number 48, Nick Strzeski, but it's going to be incomplete. And it's going to be a turnover of downs. Harbor Beach now takes over on the North Huron 47-yard line.
Kramer and Lasewski were over there for the Pirates. So when he completed that pass in the flats behind the line of scrimmage, he would have got brought down for no gain on that one, Clark. So they take over here, and we'll see if the Pirates keep going to the air. If they go, they're coming out with a split formation again, Clark.
Aaron, they're out right for the Pirates, moving left to right across your radio. 4 minutes remain in the first quarter, 14-0 Harbor Beach over North Huron. Kraft behind center, two men in the backfield. Looks like they're going to hand it off to number
45,
Sloan Klasky, as he moves forward for about 4 yards, and that's where he's going to be brought down for momentum, according to the referees. So it's going to be second and six, Sloan Klasky with a four-yard gain.
We're glad the referees agreed on that one as Brandon Moore made the hit for the Warriors.
So second and six for the Pirates on the Warrior 44-yard line with 3 minutes and 38 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Two men in the backfield. They have a tight end to the right, Avery Wehner for the Pirates, and Aaron Ginther, number 47, out far right for them. Kraft is going to keep this one around left side for himself. He cuts back to the center of the field, has the first down, and is picking up more as he passes one by tackler, and he's to the 20-yard line before he's brought down. Oh, fumbles the ball at the 10-yard line. While he's going out of bounds, Kraft all the way down to the 10-yard line of North Huron territory.
About 20 yards on the gain there, Clark, and before he was thrown out of bounds by Tom Fisher of North Huron Warriors, he started out to the left, cut all the way back to the middle, if he'd ran more north and south or east and west,
he would have had about 60 yards there.
That's correct.
And that's actually, in fact, a 32-yard gain by Kraft there.
Okay.
So Kraft in the books with 32 yards on the ground, only their third rushing play of the game. So 3:16 remains. It's first and 10 from the 10-yard line. Not goal. It's about a 1 yard or half a yard until they get the first and goal. So he hands it off to number 8 for the Pirates, which is number Tyler Kruger, number 8.
And number 20 for North Huron, Tom Fisher, made the hit for the Warriors. The Pirates lead in this one 14-0. 3:02 left to go in this quarter. You can still come in if you're close enough, if you can hear the radio. You can drive in. Well, I don't know how far does this one go.
This is 50,000 watts here.
It goes a little further than the other one I was on.
I'm not quite sure Tawas will be able to get here in time.
No, they wouldn't.
Okay, so it's second and six right now for the Pirates on their 6.5-yard line. Kraft hands it off to number 2, Travis Essmaker, as he gets very close to the goal line. Looks like he's just going to be just short. He's going to be, looks like, on the 1-yard line, in fact.
And it looks like Fisher again made the hit for the Warriors, got up a little slow after the hit as he undercut him and brought him down right away on that.
So a 5-yard gain for Travis Sussmaker. It is now third and very short, less than a yard on the 1-yard line for the Pirates, with 2:09 remain in the first quarter, 14-0 Harbor Beach over North Huron. Harbor Beach slow to the line, taking their time. Kraft under center, wing T for the Pirates, and looks like there's going to be a timeout on the field. Timeout against Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach wants to talk this one over, and so are we. You're tuned to High School Sports. Harbor Beach 14, North Huron nothing. 1:55 remain in the first quarter.
When it's time for braces, where do you go? Dr. Larry Agason's office in Bad Axe. Hi, I'm Sarah Kaufman. Dr. Larry Agason is a highly qualified orthodontist. If you or someone you know needs braces or some other form of orthodontic care, remember, you have one of the best in the business right here. Contact Dr. Larry Agason for a free consultation. We are located at 118 North Hanselman Street in Bad Axe, across from the post office. Or call 989-269-6811. Trust your smile to Dr. Larry Agason, supporting local sports and the future of Thumb Area Youth.
Harbor Beach has talked it over, and so have we. It is 1:55 remaining in the first quarter.